Prep Sports Now. We are so happy to be back. Sorry for the layoff last week. Ray Brewer was a little under the weather. I'm Case Kiefer, and this week is the one that matters really anyway. This is the first week all year where we kind of put the other things we're doing not totally to the side, but we're focused mainly on high school basketball this week with the regional tournaments. Pumped up to get out to Durango and Foothill, respectively. Green Valley, respectively. Sorry, I'm a sunset guy this time of year. You're the sunrise. Well, it's been at Foothill the last couple of years, right? I think that's why I got confused.
Yeah, they rotate, I think, now between Green Valley and Foothill.
Okay, and Desert Oasis was the site the last couple of years, which I loved. I thought it was a really good gym, good place for it. So
except
Durango
is always fun.
Yeah, getting there is not that much fun, but Durango's got a lot to live up to. Once again, Prep Sports Now presented by the Nevada Department of Public Safety. Eyes on the road, hands on the wheel, and going into these regional playoffs, seen some interesting things happen. I think of all the weeks, last week might have been the craziest, most upheaval in high school basketball. The thing that stands out to me, well, of course, we're going to talk about the Gorman Centennial game that you were at, double overtime, wild game. It looked like Centennial was going to pull it off. But what really stands out to me is Valley losing two straight games. I wrote earlier in the week they were undefeated in the picks, and I thought they might finish the Northeast undefeated. But instead, they go 0-2, drop from that one spot, and now Vegas has the one seed.
Yeah, Vegas has the one seed. I went to the first Valley-Vegas game when Vegas had a double-digit lead entering the fourth quarter, and then Valley stormed back. And if you remember, I'd always been high on Vegas, but the way they had lost that game to Valley, I pushed Vegas to the back burner just because they couldn't get the ball up the court. And Vegas definitely has Valley's number because they beat them last week. And then when Valley somehow loses to Canyon Springs, the Wildcats get the number one seed for the playoffs, which means they don't have to play Foothill in the semis. So that's a huge asset for the Wildcats moving forward. And I'm as surprised as you with the Valley thing. It just speaks volumes to what we've seen all year. A lot of parity, peaks and valleys, and I guess you could say that starting Tuesday, none of that matters. It's whoever gets hot for three games wins it. But you'd like to think that, I think that Valley definitely is not the team we thought they'd be. And if a team's going to get hot, I'd be shocked if it's them with the way they played last week.
Right, and if you remember, I mean, you were on Vegas's bandwagon from the beginning, but then I even started to say, okay, this team is really good, and then switch over right before they played Valley the first time. I think I picked them to beat Valley. And then I jumped off the train after they lost those games. So both, when me and you were on them this year, they underwhelmed. When we were high on them, they weren't good. When we were not high on them, they won games. It just shows you how wild high school basketball can be and how anyone can win on any given day. Just ups and downs, like you said.
Well, and I really think that Vegas is in a good position to make the championship game of the region. And since the state tournament's here this year, they got two chances to get there. They open with Coronado or Liberty. They've got a play-in game tonight. And then Vegas would play the Canyon Springs El Dorado winner, which I think they're better than both teams.
They'll be the favorite, at least.
They'd be the favorite, at least. And then they play whoever survives from Foothill Valley, which is going to just be a dynamite game. Foothill Valley, semifinals, I mean, the game of all games.
Unless there's an upset.
And I think both teams are disappointed because I think both thought they'd reach the finals.
And then you get that play-in game for the state tournament.
Which anything can happen there. So
right, so I had kind of even forgot about the play-in game. So really, Las Vegas's leap over Valley, I mean, just huge, so big, especially with considering that play-in game
changes the whole landscape of the state tournament.
Yeah, it really changes everything. I guess that's kind of a primer on the Sunrise. We're going to pick the whole brackets here in a second, but to jump over to the Sunset, I guess you were at what was probably the game of the year to this point, Centennial Bishop Gorman number two. What'd you take away most from this game?
Well, I think a few things. One, and most important, I thought that Gorman was head and shoulders better than Centennial, and that after Centennial kept it close in the first game but lost by about 8 points, that they'd have no chance against Gorman. My logic case was that first game, which you were at, was at Centennial. Centennial had a lead and they blew it. So I was thinking that Centennial would be so demoralized that they couldn't hold on a lead in their own gym to beat Gorman that they'd have no chance. Well, they proved me wrong. Centennial played a great game. The Allen Twins, obviously, as good as advertised. Malcolm Allen had a put-bat dunk where everybody, both sides included, were mouth open. That cool. And what else I took away from the game is that Centennial has some other parts besides the Allen Twins. Austin Turley goes 5'10". He was guarding Stephen Zimmerman. Gave Zimmerman some fits at times, even though Zimmerman stole the show. Best player on the floor, no doubt about it. And I think that Centennial, I wouldn't be surprised if Centennial would beat Gorman. I think the neutral court of the state tournament, Gorman would have to play. I think that it would be a fairly even game.
Yeah, I mean, I can't back off now. I said if they played four times, the odds are in Centennial's favor to win at least one of them. I thought they were going to get it done against Gorman. Following your tweets, it looked like they had it just about in the bag. And then I think Zimmerman made two shots late to put it into overtime. But, yeah, I still think they have a really good chance to beat this team. Now, I don't know when it's going to come, or maybe it won't. Maybe it's two other close games. But I don't think Gorman is going to blow them out if they do indeed face two more times here in the region.
And I really think that Gorman has some matchup problems with Centennial. Obviously, the Allen Twins are as good as advertised, but Centennial does a real good job of being patient offensively. When I looked at the score from the first game, 78-71, ironically the score of the second game, Case, I thought Centennial would just push and run and run, but they're really patient. Gorman denies the Allen Twins the ball often. The point guard, Khalil, I can't remember.
Thompson
for Centennial. He does a good job of managing the offense. And Gorman, they haven't lost since, 2009 to a local opponent, a Southern Nevada opponent. Stephen Zimmerman, the sophomore, almost had a quadruple-double. Great passer from the post. I didn't realize, Case, what a great passer he was. And then defensively, he alters so many shots, you really can't bring the ball in the lane against Zimmerman. And if he's not in foul trouble, and if he's able to control the defense and be the facilitator underneath by passing the ball out as just a sophomore, I think Centennial is going to have its hands full. Everything, as I said earlier in the year, needs to go right for Centennial to win, but it's not as big of a long shot as I thought it was.
Right. The thing that stands out to me, which I heard about this last game, and also I couldn't believe in the first game, I think Gorman just, I don't know what the problem is. I think they need to get more physical. They need to put more bodies on people. They got out-rebounded this game against Centennial, who they are so much bigger than. Obviously, this doesn't go out to Zimmerman, who had 17 rebounds, but he's got to have some help. When I look at this team, I feel like he's the only guy that's good on the boards. I mean, it's embarrassing that through three quarters, if you're Gorman, at the game I was at, Centennial was out-rebounding you by like seven. They out-rebound you in the second game. I mean, how can you let that happen?
And that's the thing. Is it a hustle thing? Is it a desire thing? Does Centennial...
I think Centennial is more physical is what I think it is.
And I think Centennial knows it has to do the little things to win. And listen, Austin Turley is not going to play college basketball. He's going to be, though, a guy in a rec league that is just going to... You know when you play rec basketball and there's a guy that sweats right away and you got to guard him and you're all like wet the whole game.
That's what Austin Turley is going to be like?
He's like that guy you don't want to guard because he's going to sweat on you. He's got the knee braces on. But I think that the kid, his desire is contagious with his teammates. And Centennial does a good job of getting all the loose balls. But more important, I thought Centennial was just going to roll over. I thought that they knew they couldn't beat Gorman because they couldn't do it on their home court. And the Centennial team showed no fight. And that's really what impressed me. Now, with that said, are we going to get Centennial Gorman 3 and Centennial Gorman 4?
It's scary.
It's scary because Centennial opens against Durango, which they only beat by one earlier this year. And then they've got to get past Arborview, which has a good player in Justin Burks. At least they don't have to get past Legacy 2.
I think Arborview is more than just Burks, too. I think we might be making the same mistake we made a Centennial thing, and it was just the Allen twins. They got like seven guys that can play. Burks is the star, but aside from their one little skid, Arborview's been awfully good all year.
Yeah, so I think the only way Gorman doesn't win the state championship is if Centennial could somehow get there to play them on the neutral side of the Orleans, where shooting on one basket is always tough, and Gorman has shown, like they did against Minogue, that they struggle. That's the only way I see Gorman not winning state. I used to think that a Foothill, if they got hot, or Valley, if they got hot, could give Gorman a game. I don't think that, just because Foothill is not built to compete on the inside. And Valley, listen, unless Valley played its worst week of basketball ever, they showed, I mean, you just don't lose to Canyon Springs without Shaq.
I think Foothill maybe on their best day could beat them. Just the way Foothill shoots. I mean, any team that shoots that hot, I think can. I don't think Gorman's just that unbeatable. I'm not saying I'm picking Foothill if they play, but Foothill, if those guys are hitting shots, they can hang with Gorman. And can I throw you a wild card? What if, who hasn't played them this year, what if Palo Verde gets to that semifinal game? Do they have any chance? They got two great players.
Gainer's not playing.
You told me he was back.
No. I thought you meant the kid from Canyon, Davis.
I said Gaynor. You said, yeah, he's back.
No.
Okay, well.
Back, yeah.
All right, he's gone for good.
No way, dude.
He's gone for good?
Give me a pen. I got to write you a note. You got a pen on you?
He's gone for good?
I think Gaynor's gone for good.
All right, well, then that changes it. I don't have a pen.
Okay, I'll tell you offline. I don't want to insult anybody on the air or on the podcast.
All right.
Let's give everybody our pen.
Okay.
Here's the deal with the picks, though, folks. We've got all the first-round games already on the site, LasVegasSun.com, and then we're going to update them every night as the matchups come up. So check back all week. We're going to tell you who's going to win. I don't want to toot my own horn, but I'm having a little bit of a good year.
Yeah, it's 750. It's ridiculous for basketball. Well, I mean, what's going on here? Are you on PEDs?
I got a knack.
I think you're on TRT. Testosterone replacement therapy or human growth hormone for picking basketball games.
My hairline keeps going back. Which region do you want to start with?
Well, the Sunset's on top, so why don't we just start there?
Sunset, first game, Arborview against Cimarron. Listen, Arborview, you wrote about them earlier. A season of first for these guys on the hardwood. But let's not overlook Cimarron. They did beat Legacy this year. And we know that they always come ready to play. It's a blue-collar school. They've played, in arguably the toughest league in town with Gorman, Centennial, and Legacy every night. With that said, I got Arborview winning the game. But I don't think it's going to be blowout city. Remember, Arborview had some ups and downs. They lost to Shadow Ridge. Go ahead.
I don't think it's a good sign when you're best thing you can say about Cimarron is they beat Legacy once this year. I mean, if that's your best win, you're not going to beat Arborview.
Legacy,
I got Arborview.
Centennial.
Legacy's good, but if you beat them once, I mean, anyone can beat anyone in any given night. I'd be impressed if you said, hey, they beat Legacy twice, or they beat Centennial, or they beat Gorman. Well, of course they're not going to beat Gorman, but that's a good win. That's a very solid win. But if we're making a case for the team, if that's your best win of the year and you're 5-5 in the league, I don't even think you deserve to be in the playoffs.
Oh.
So I got Arborview.
Oh.
Hey, we've had this conversation with the way there's eight teams that don't make the playoffs. 16 teams make it. It's ridiculous.
Listen to
these
this.
Four seeds should not make it.
You're going to like this. In the girls' bracket, Sierra Vista is the number four seed. They're 3-7 in the league. I think they got 5 wins all year.
Yeah, that's my point exactly. That's why these 4 seeds don't deserve to be in the tournament. No offense to them. I'm glad they get to play another game, but Arborview's going to win this one.
Okay.
Durango at Centennial. This could be a close game. Like you said, 67-66 earlier this year, Centennial only beat Durango. Durango is spunky. They can hang in games, but I'm going with Centennial.
I'm going with Centennial, too. They played down to their opponent pretty good. Or they play at the level of their opponent good, correct? I mean, they lost 3 games in the league, twice to Gorman, as we know, and then the Legacy. But Centennial's had close games all year. Listen, their whole thing relies on the twins. If anything happens, who knows? I agree with you, but I think it's going to be close. I'll take the Dogs, the Bulldogs.
All right, Palo and Legacy. Guy, really, seeing Legacy play Gorman again just doesn't interest me at all. Gorman beat him pretty easily, I think by about 15 points the first game and even by more the second game. I just don't care to see Legacy play Gorman again. I'd much rather get the Gorman-Palo rivalry. But I just feel like it would be wrong of me to pick Palo here when Legacy's had the better year. Legacy's like 19-8 or something like that. Palo's 12-10. I think Legacy's probably better 1-5, even though Palo might have the best player on the floor in Winder. I got to go with Legacy here, even though it's at Palo.
I'm going to piggyback off you, but the only thing, I'm picking Legacy. My only hesitation is the fact that it is at Palo, and I know Palo will draw well with its students to create a little bit of an advantage. Also, you know, Palo made it to the finals of the region last year. Some of their players have won big games. Remember last year they beat Clark and Centennial when they should have lost both games. So another run not out of the question. With that said, I just think Legacy 1-12 is a lot better. And if they come to play, it should be a no-brainer.
I agree. Nothing against Legacy. They've had a great year. I just don't think they match up well against Gorman. That's why maybe it'd be more interesting if Palo won. But we're both picking Legacy. On to the next game, Shadow Ridge and Gorman. This one's pretty easy. Gorman all the way.
Congratulations for Shadow Ridge to make the playoffs.
All right. First round of the – are we going to go to the second round of the Sunset or first round of the Sunrise?
Let's just do the whole Sunset.
Okay. That would make – this game would be the one I'm most looking forward to in the semifinals, I think. Arborview and Centennial could really be a good game. I think the teams are fairly evenly matched. Centennial's probably like a – 4-point favorite, but I think it's going to be close. I'm going to take Centennial.
You really think that Arborview is that close to Centennial?
I mean, now granted, we're not fully immersed in this, but the games I've been at, I only saw Arborview once this year, but I was very impressed. They had a lot of guys.
They lost to Shadow Ridge.
All right. Well, Centennial lost some games they shouldn't have too, didn't they?
Not the Shadow Ridge.
They lost to Legacy, I think.
Legacy's a good team.
Arborview never lost a Legacy, did they?
Legacy was only trailing Gorman by like 5 or 6 points at halftime.
Oh, really? I thought they lost both those games.
They did lose
big.
Both of them, but the first game they kept it a little close. They played at the South Point. All I'm saying is don't drink the Arborview juice just because you drove out there last week. I mean, congratulations. They're in the playoffs. They won the league. You know, the banquet will be lively, but there's no way that Centennial is going to lose to these guys. Okay, this is Centennial and Gorman in the championship game. Go ahead. Dude, tell me, I mean.
I was wrong. Legacy did beat Arborview once this year. But still, I disagree. I don't think there's that big of a gap between them. I'm telling you, you haven't seen Arborview. The Twins are obviously the top two players. Burks is three. And I think that I think Arborview probably has the 3rd through 7th best players on the floor. Maybe. You could at least make that
better
argument.
Than Khalil Thompson?
You could make that argument for sure. Absolutely. Khalil Thompson's good, but I'm telling you, Arborview's deep. Arborview is a lot deeper than the Centennial team.
All right, well, listen, if Arborview makes the championship game, then we'll have a running clock at least in the state championship with Gorman, whoever Gorman.
How can you say that when you're just telling me Legacy was only down by 5 to them? Arborview's clearly better than Legacy. What makes you think that
Arborview's better than Legacy?
Yeah.
Play that game 7 times. I'll take Legacy 7 times.
You'll take Legacy over Arborview 7 times.
I'm telling. I mean, aside from the Burke kid, who I've said all year is the real deal, I just don't see it. But we'll find out. I mean, the good news about this argument is that they have to play some games. I think Centennial wins by double digits against Arborview.
Yeah, I don't have them winning by double digits. I have them winning a close game, but Centennial ultimately gets it done. Next game, who I feel like I'm talking so bad about Legacy, but I actually like this team. I'm happy about what they've done this year, but we both have Legacy versus Gorman in the semifinals.
We do, and on the anything could happen train, I think Legacy could put up a fight. Will it happen? Maybe. I got Gorman going through.
Yeah, I've got Gorman, too. I don't see – even if Palo wins this game against Legacy, which I think is like a pick'em, I think you disagreed. You thought Palo should be a slight favorite. Whatever. You disagreed in some way. I think Gorman's going to beat either of them.
Okay, so that brings us to Gorman Centennial 3 in the region championship game. if it happens, I think it happens at the Orleans. I'm picking Gorman again.
Yeah, I mean, I have to stick by my preseason selection of Centennial to win the state championship. And I said they're only going to beat Gorman once, so I have to pick Gorman to win this game. Then I'll have Centennial winning the play-in game and beating Gorman at the Orleans.
Alrighty. The quarterfinal bracket, that's crazy. Man, I'm going to have to make another complaint offline to you, just to be honest. But, okay, go ahead. Quarterfinal bracket, Vegas against either Coronado or Liberty. I don't think it matters. I think Vegas wins big.
I don't think it matters either. I think those teams are probably about equal, but I wouldn't be surprised. I mean, both of those teams have explosive players that if they're on tonight, they could hang with Vegas. So I think Vegas will win, but
Willis, Augman, and Teixeira could possibly beat Vegas.
Yeah, they could. I don't think they will. I'm picking Vegas, but
I could, listen.
I just don't. You see all these games so cut and dry. I'm not going to be surprised if we have an upset here.
Okay,
I mean, there was a big upset in last year's first. I mean, we probably go back and listen to the podcast last year. We were both all over Clark. Clark lost to Palo Verde.
That was a big upset.
Yeah, that was a big upset, wasn't it? We both picked Clark. We were all over Clark, thought they were the second best team in town.
Well, I mean, it's true. They got, yeah.
I just think upsets are. Has Vegas played either of these teams, by the way?
I think they'll.
They killed Coronado. I have it here, and killed Liberty. So there you go. But
Who knows? Coronado might have been missing half its team that day.
Yeah, I have Vegas, but I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities that they could hang with them and make it close, but I think Vegas wins either way. Okay, Canyon Springs at El Dorado. This is probably the best game of the first round.
Yeah, both teams were 7-3 in their respective leagues. Last week, I picked El Dorado to win this game, but I got to give Canyon credit. They finished strong. They beat Valley. Maybe they're a better team without Shaq Carr, who's out for the year. And I'm going with the hot hand. I'm going to take Canyon Springs against the El Dorado team that I liked a lot before last week in this game. I thought El Dorado was a favorite to make it to the finals, but not going to happen.
Yeah, I'm picking Canyon, too. You know I've liked them all year. I've hardly ever picked against them. Now they have Jared Davis back, plus a younger kid, Jordan Davis, who I think's had a couple big games. So two Davises. I like Canyon Springs. Next game is Basic at Valley. You were talking to me about how you think Basic's got to feel a little bit unhappy about this draw.
Yeah, because they already had beat Vegas this year, and I think they're confident that they could play with Vegas. I think Valley's going to show up mad. I think Basic beat Valley once already this year, too.
Yeah,
I think that Basic had a lot better chance to beat Valley than they do. I mean, Vegas than Valley. And I think Valley takes out a little frustration and they make it through to the semi.
Yeah, probably weird coming from me because I've been kind of pro Basic all year, but I kind of like the motivational angle here. I think that Valley's going to be angry, and I think you were a little confused. Basic beat Valley earlier this year.
They didn't beat Vegas in a holiday tournament?
They beat Valley, not at a holiday tournament.
Okay.
And
Basic has beaten Valley and Vegas, right?
I can't find Vegas. They probably beat Vegas too, but they have definitely beaten Valley. But I don't know if that necessarily helps them here. I think Valley's going to be fired up. They have a chance to avenge a loss from earlier in the year, and with the way they end the season, I've got Valley.
Basic was pretty awful when I saw him play Foothill. I mean, you pumped them up a little bit, and I didn't see it. I don't know if the Wolfpack train's going to make it to the semi.
You were right, by the way. Basic beat Las Vegas by 8 at a holiday tournament, but your theory is to not pay attention to holiday tournaments, and the win over Valley was not at a holiday tournament. They just beat them straight up.
At Basic, though.
But still, it wasn't a holiday tournament,
You're
which
right.
You say doesn't matter.
Well,
but I got Valley. I think Valley's going to win this one.
Okay.
All right, Green Valley at Foothill. This one should be pretty easy.
Foothill, the only undefeated team in league in the Sunrise. In fact, they've won the league the last 8 years. Green Valley, that had that miraculous run in last year's tournament. I don't think they've got those pieces this year. I think this one is the blowout of the tournament.
Yeah, I've got Foothill too. Okay, second round. We picked all the same games in the first round. Look at that. Vegas and Canyon Springs are who we have meeting in the second round.
I, God, I really think that this is going to be the game of the day.
Even better than Foothill Valley? Wow.
Wow, I take that back.
These are two really good games, though.
Wow. I'm going to be treated to a good night of hoop on Valentine's Day. My wife will be thrilled. I don't know. I mean, I got to see how – I'm going to be at the Canyon L-Dog game, so I'll see how Canyon looks. Again, Vegas scared me when they couldn't get the ball off the court against Valley, and I worry that they'll have the same effect against a Canyon Springs team as well.
So when Valley was pressing them?
Oh, my God, it was ugly.
Well, why doesn't Canyon just do that from the get-go?
I don't know. Maybe they didn't watch the film. I'll take Vegas just because I feel like I'm forced to because I pick Vegas and everything.
And just as you pick Vegas and everything – I feel like I pick Canyon Springs and everything. I have a clear weakness for this team. They have already lost to Vegas twice this year. We should mention that. Vegas won both games, and both of them were somewhat close, but I think they won by at least a few points. But I just love – every year I pick Canyon Springs to get out of this region somehow. I think I picked them to win it last year. That obviously fell apart. I'm going with the upset here. I think there's going to be at least one kind of wild card team to get to the finals in the Sunrise. I'm going to make it Canyon Springs with an upset over Vegas.
Okay.
All right.
Brings us to Foothill and Valley.
Right, and the same thing that I said earlier that makes Foothill dangerous against anyone, including Gorman, is that they can make shots, but at the same time it makes them dangerous, it also makes them vulnerable. Because if they're missing, I feel like they can get upset. I do think it would be an upset here if Valley beat them. I'm just going to lean towards a few of those threes from Austin Starr falling, Elijah Smith hitting some mid-range shots. I'm going to go with Foothill in a close game.
I'm going to go with Valley. I think that Burton on the outside along with Spencer Mathis, I think that Foothill is a good team. They hit their shots. They're going to be well prepared. But I think Valley just brings that athleticism to the table and I think this is, for as good as Foothill is during league play, they're not that good in the tournament. Give me the Vikings.
What if they wouldn't have lost Crescento for the year? How good would this team be? Would you give them a shot against Gorman if they had him still? Come on! How much better can a team be?
Well, first of all, go ahead, give me your lineup. Starr, Crescento, Elijah Smith.
They got two other really good kids whose names escape me.
On the inside with maybe Tyler Morris.
Yeah, I think that's a really good team. One of the best local teams we've seen in recent years. Top five, I'd say.
I think if Steven Zimmerman faces that inside every game against Foothill, we're retiring his jersey.
What do you mean?
I just think that on the inside, Foothill's vulnerable.
Gorman isn't that good inside, other than Zimmerman. Look at what Centennial's done to them. I know I've already pointed this out.
Zimmerman's a one-man show on
me. Zimmerman is amazing, but they have some problems other than that, I think, with rebounding and such. But, look, bottom line is I think we should be even higher on Foothill. I mean, going undefeated in basketball.
I've sung Foothill's praises all year.
Going undefeated in basketball and league.
It's been very tough.
Yeah, especially, I mean, this one usually has a lot of parity. Last year had a lot of parity. And the other thing was they didn't even play that many close games. They just beat most of these teams pretty handily.
Yeah, but maybe, Case, you're looking at it wrong. Maybe the league is not as good as we thought this year. Basic, I saw, wasn't impressed. Liberty's coming on strong. Coronado's been up and down. I don't know. I mean, maybe football.
You were really high on El Dorado for a while. They beat them by, like, double digits both times, I think.
I know, even at El Dorado. I'm just thinking that maybe the Southeast, I oversold you on it.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think Basic, maybe your diagnosis of Basic, I'm not saying it was wrong, but maybe it just kind of goes back to what I said was true. I think they're really a hit or miss team. If they're on, I think they're really good. And if they're off, they're off.
Dog. They were bad.
Well, when I saw them, they were good. They almost beat Foothill.
Well.
And it wasn't any fault of Foothill, in my opinion. I thought they just played well.
All right. Well, listen, this is why the tournament is so fun in the Sunrise, because with the exception of, well, Green Valley, Coronado / Liberty, and Basic, in my humble opinion, I could see Canyon, L-Dog, Vegas, Valley, or Foothill win.
Right. And I think Foothill Valley is a really good game, close to a pick 'em, but I think you got to favor Foothill.
Okay.
All right. So I have Foothill and Canyon. You have totally opposite, Vegas and Valley. In Foothill and Canyon, I got to go Foothill. I just sung their praises so much. I think I made the case for them right there. I think this team's destined to go to the state tournament, and I can't pick against Foothill here. Foothill off to the Orleans, beating Canyon Springs in the finals.
I'm going to take Valley beating Vegas in the finals.
Wow, so then that would set up...
Even though Vegas has basically had, with the exception of one quarter, has dominated Valley from start to finish.
All right, so that would set up a Vegas Centennial playing game. Who would you take in that?
Centennial.
All right, so then mine would be Centennial Canyon, and I definitely have Centennial. So for the state tournament from Southern Nevada, I have Foothill, Gorman, and Centennial. You have Gorman, Valley, and Centennial.
Yep.
All right, well, that'll do it for this week of Prep Sports Now. Make sure you check the picks after every round. We're going to update it. We'll have coverage of all the games and much more.
And follow us on Twitter because we'll be on site for every game in the playoffs. At Ray Brewer 21, at Case Kiefer. And we'll talk to you guys next week.
Thanks a lot.